Hello and welcome to Sloths Love to Read. Today is a very special holiday called St. Patrick's Day. It is a wonderful holiday and so much fun. On St. Patrick's Day, we celebrate the Irish and the Irish people that are in America and in Ireland. We also celebrate St. Patrick, the man that is called the patron saint of Ireland. This is a wonderful and fun day to celebrate Irish culture and heritage. I hope that you will enjoy this wonderful story called St. Patrick's Day by Anne Heinrichs. I hope you have a wonderful time, and let's get started.
Hello, friends, and today's story is called St. Patrick's Day, Holidays, Festivals, and Celebrations, a nonfiction book by Anne Heinrichs. Chapter 1. Happy St. Patrick's Day! Bands are marching down the street, the sounds of bagpipes fill the air, and everyone is wearing green. It's St. Patrick's Day! St. Patrick's Day is a joyful holiday. It's a time to celebrate being Irish. But you don't have to be Irish to join in. People like to say, everyone's Irish on St. Patrick's Day. Would you like to learn a St. Patrick's Day greeting? Just say, Éire Hin Go Bragh. It means Ireland forever. Chapter 2. Who was St. Patrick? St. Patrick is the patron saint of Ireland. He lived more than 1,500 years ago. Patrick was born in Great Britain. When he was 16, outlaws kidnapped him. They sold him as a slave in Ireland. There, he tended sheep for his master. While a slave, Patrick's faith grew stronger. One day, he escaped. Then, he became a Christian missionary. Patrick traveled through much of Ireland. He spread his faith wherever he went. Many Irish people believed in several gods then. But Patrick taught them about one God. He was often in danger for his teachings, but he bravely kept on. The Irish people loved him for his kindness, and they still love him today. St. Patrick's Day is March 17th. That's believed to be the date that St. Patrick died. Chapter 3. The Legend of the Snakes. Many legends or tales were created about St. Patrick. One legend says that snakes covered the island. St. Patrick stood high on a hill. With his wooden staff, he drove the snakes into the sea. At last, Ireland was safe. This story probably has a hidden meaning. The snakes stand for Ireland's old religions. St. Patrick drove them out with Christianity. Ireland is an island. Beautiful green grass covers its hillsides. That's why Ireland is called Emerald Isle. Here is an Irish blessing. May there always be work for your hands to do. May your purse always hold a coin or two. May the sun always shine warm on your window pane. May a rainbow be certain to follow each rain. May the hand of a friend always be near you, and may God fill your heart with gladness to cheer you. Chapter 4. St. Patrick and the Shamrock. Another legend tells about the shamrock. That's a three-leafed clover. St. Patrick used it to explain the Trinity. The Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. All three, he said, are God. Yet there's only one God. In the same way, shamrocks have three leaves, but they just grow on one stem. People welcomed this lesson. Now people wear shamrocks on St. Patrick's Day. The shamrock is still an important symbol of Ireland. The shamrock is the national plant of Ireland. Chapter 5. A Grand Holiday. Many Irish people came to the American colonies. They brought their customs to their new home. One was celebrating St. Patrick's Day. This holiday began as a religious feast, but it quickly became a public event. Boston, Massachusetts celebrated St. Patrick's Day in 1737. New York held a parade in 1762. Soon, other cities joined in. The parades were grand affairs. Irish clubs provided marching bands. Firefighters and police officers joined in too. So did the mayor and other leaders. It was a great day for the Irish. Chapter 6: Symbols and Decorations. Shamrocks are everywhere on St. Patrick's Day. You'll see four-leaf clovers too. They're signs of good luck. People often speak of the luck of the Irish. Leprechauns are favorite decorations. These magical little men hide in the forest. What if you catch a leprechaun? He must lead you to his pot of gold. It's hidden at the end of a rainbow. Shillelaghs are Irish symbols too. These sturdy sticks were once used for protection. The harp is another Irish symbol. It is sometimes called the Brian Boru harp. Brian Boru was an Irish king. He lived about 1,000 years ago. He brought the Irish nation together. The leprechaun's gold. A leprechaun is small and green. He hides where he cannot be seen. But if you catch one on this day, he must give his gold away. Chapter 7: How We Celebrate. You'd better wear green on St. Patrick's Day. If you don't, people can pinch you. You'll see green everywhere that day. It stands for Ireland, the Emerald Isle. St. Patrick's Day parades are noisy. Floats and marching bands go by. Some bands play bagpipes. The musicians are wearing kilts. Other bands play loud brass horns, and booming drums keep a marching beat. The crowds are a sea of green. People are wearing green hats and clothes. They're shouting, "Éireann go bragh!" Everyone is Irish today. Corned beef and cabbage are traditional holiday foods. So are Irish stew and soda bread. They make a hearty meal after the parade. Chapter 8: St. Patrick's Day Around the World. Irish people live all over the world. They love to celebrate St. Patrick's Day. Even some cities in Asia celebrate. Ireland is a festive place that day. Many people wear a little bunch of shamrocks. Dublin, Ireland's capital, holds the St. Patrick's Day festival. It lasts a whole week. There are parades, music, and fireworks. New York City's parade is the largest in the world. More than 150,000 people take part. Chicago, Illinois, has a big parade too. The city dyes the Chicago River green. Chapter 9: The Poet's Corner. This poem is called "I'll Wear a Shamrock." St. Patrick's Day is with us, the day when all that's seen to the right and left and everywhere is green, green, green. And Irish tunes that whistle, and Irish songs they sing. Today each Irish lad walks out as proud as any king. I'll wear a four-leaf shamrock in my coat and glad the day through. For my father and mother are Irish, and I am Irish too. This poem's called Leprechaun, Leprechaun. Leprechaun, leprechaun, fly across the sea and fetch an emerald shamrock for you and me. Do not bring a nettled or a thistle for a joke. Just bring an Irish shamrock, for we are Irish folk. And you and I, my leprechaun, will wear the shamrock gay and match it with an Irish smile upon St. Patrick's Day. This poem's called I'm Looking Over a Four-Leaf Clover. I'm looking over a four-leaf clover that I overlooked before. One leaf is sunshine, the second is rain, third is the rose that grew in the lane. No need explaining, the one remaining is someone I adore. I'm looking over a four-leaf clover that I overlooked before.
Oh, what a wonderful story this has been, St. Patrick's Day by Anne Heinrichs. I hope that you've enjoyed this wonderful story about all the Irish culture, heritage, celebrations, and everything that St. Patrick's Day has to offer. Today is a very special day indeed. Also, you know what? Today is my special birthday. I was born on St. Patrick's Day. Can you believe that? It is a really fun birthday to have because I get to celebrate all the Irish festivities, culture, music, dance, and all the delicious food. I absolutely love Irish music and bagpipes. I hope that you will get a chance to go to a St. Patrick's Day parade or read St. Patrick's Day books today. You can find this book on Amazon.com. I hope you've enjoyed this wonderful story, and happy St. Patrick's Day, everyone, and happy birthday to myself. Bye-bye now, and we'll see you next time.